Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to your scripts and prospecting class. And as promised from last week, this is the continuation of a special request from several of you talking about for sale by owners. Now, last week we did, I think, two or three different versions. We had the short script for sale by owners, and then we had the more advanced script for sale by owners. Today, the topic is for sale by owner 10 follow-up rules. So you'll want to get your typing fingers ready. You'll want to jot down in your notebook however you're taking notes. We are already recording this call, so you can indeed go back and listen. I know many of you listen to call replays. You can listen as many times as you like to get all this into your mind, but more importantly, to get you into action. So for sale by owner, 10 follow-up rules. So before we get to the specific rules, a couple of secrets for you. First, you do not have to be perfect at for sale by owner prospecting in order for this to work for you. Don't look to be perfect at this. Okay? They don't have a copy of the script. They're not putting a gold star in their calendar every time they talk to you. That's all in your head. The only way to get better with for sale by owners is to improve by daily real-world practice. Okay? And again, the sellers don't have your script. Concentrate on maintaining the four script standard rules. Find out their motivation, find out their time frame, build rapport, and always be closing by asking great questions and listening to the answers. Remember, you are the best agent for the job. You get the sellers the most money in the least amount of time for the fewest hassles. If you don't believe that, you're going to be a little bit less confident when you're talking to them. So take a few minutes before you dial the phone or before you door knock or before you go to a FSBO open house to remind yourself that, yes, you are the best agent for the job of selling their home. I don't know why anyone would want to be a for sale by owner when they could hire you. You've got to believe that to be successful. Okay? And if not, ask yourself why. Is it because you don't really have a listing presentation? Well, we teach that in this class. We have numerous calls, coaching calls on the listing presentation itself. Maybe in the back of your mind you don't believe that you're the best agent for the job of selling their home because you feel insecure about your pricing strategy. Well, remember, the FSBO has already priced it on their own, so they're not necessarily accurate, but they're giving you something to go on. You can do lots of BPOs and get paid to become a really great pricer. Of course, we have our BPO cash flow class. Lots of ways to cure any insecurity that might be causing you to not actually believe that you're the right agent for the job of selling the home. And then we've got all of our grizzled veterans on the totally other end of the spectrum. Well, why should I have to call for sale by owners? Well, you don't have to, but here's people that are sitting there with a help wanted sign in their yard. They have a house to sell. You do that for a living. It makes sense you'd be talking to each other. So follow-up rules for unrepresented sellers, i.e. FSBOs. Number one, never argue with the seller or, quote, make them wrong. Respect their choice to try to sell on their own rather than looking down on them or trying to make them feel bad or wrong. So rule number one, never argue with them or, quote, make them wrong. You don't have to be right to take the listing, okay? You don't have to make them feel bad to help them. So do not argue with them. Number two, your goal on every lead follow-up call is to set an appointment. Begin your calls with this in mind. You're not just saying, hey, how's it going? Your mission is to always be setting appointments, not just on for sale by owner follow-up calls, but on all lead follow-up calls. Your mission is to actually set an appointment. Number three, ask questions and listen closely to their answers. Now, you've heard in this class and in much of your training and coaching that you've had throughout the years that scripts are always asking questions, which is true, but the magic in it is actually listening to the answers so that you can build rapport and use the information from their answers to close them with. Just makes sense. So ask questions and actually listen closely to the answers. Repeat and affirm what the seller says, so that you show you're interested and listening to their needs. This is one of the things that makes Harris Real Estate University students different, because you're actually listening and understanding their needs. It allows you to logically close for an appointment. So what I hear you saying, Mr. For Sale by Owner, is that you've given yourself another 2 weeks to sell it on your own, and then from what you're saying, you're getting down to the wire because you really need to be out of here by the end of the summer. Isn't that right? That's what I hear you saying. I'm sure you'll agree that it only makes sense that looking at that next 2 weeks, we start to prepare to get your home listed in the traditional sense so we can expand your home and have it on the market, reaching many more people versus what you have time to do on your own in between getting ready to move and your job and all of these other things. Okay. Number four, when following up, focus on the seller's motivation and time frame. Do you still need to be in Atlanta by August 1st? Do you still need to be out before the foreclosure date? Are you still looking to upgrade because your family is expanding, shrinking, what have you? Are you still looking to upgrade to a better school district? Whatever they told you the first time around, assuming that you were listening, one of our previous points, and that you actually wrote it down, that'll give you something to work with on your follow-up calls. Number five, anticipate objections on the call. Use the Harris Real Estate University expired and FSBO zingers and your standard objection handler script that you learned last week. Number six, use the For Sale by Owner stats article that you also have posted where it talks about for sale by owners statistically taking less money for their homes and taking longer to sell. Use your facts. Number seven, don't give up. Plenty of agents call once on a for sale by owner. Almost none of them follow up, especially when it's a new for sale by owner sign and they got it from any of your FSBO sources that you're probably paying for the information, or you notice the sign popped up in your own neighborhood. Everybody calls when it's new. Almost nobody follows up. That's a huge mistake. Most for sale by owners crack after the third or fourth weekend of open houses that haven't worked for them. Very infrequently do they put the sign up and then immediately list with an agent. So expect tons of calls during the first week because that's when it's new and everybody notices them. But be the one who follows up. You might be the only one following up, so don't give up is point number seven. Plenty of agents call once on a for sale by owner, and almost none of them follow up. Be the one who follows up. Then you'll be the one with the listing and the sale. Number eight, remember that unrepresented sellers are often also unrepresented buyers. Find out if they're working with a buyer's agent. If not, make sure you are their buyer's agent. If they're relocating, refer them and make the referral fee. I cannot tell you how many times I've been talking to even my one-on-one clients. You know, I probably on every call practically, we discover one of their clients is moving out of town, didn't occur to them to try and find an agent where they're relocating to and make a nice little referral fee. So remember, unrepresented sellers are often unrepresented buyers. Number nine, remember our for sale by owner math. You don't have to list all of them for this to be a very viable, profitable spoke for you. Set a monthly goal of listing a minimum number of for sale by owners. Okay? And we're going to do that FSBO math again because a couple of you asked for me to do that. So I'll do that in a second. So, again, you don't have to list all of them for this to be a really viable, profitable spoke for you. Set a monthly goal of how many for sale by owners you're going to list. Even if that's one, how much more money would 12 more listings per year mean to you? 12 times your average net commission to you equals more, okay, more money. Number 10, follow up in person whenever possible. Drop into the FSBO open houses, the unrepresented seller open houses, door knock, and follow up. In order of effectiveness, follow up always works like this. The most powerful is in person, then by phone, and then a distant third would be by email or mail. Never rely on mail or email alone. That's highly inefficient. You don't even know if you opened it or got the mail or threw it out or what have you. Okay? So, for those of you who asked for the FSBO math, unrepresented seller math, okay? So, here's again, this is kind of the mindset piece of this for you. Let's talk about a minimum standard. Let's say that through collecting your new for sale by owners, old for sale by owners, expanding your territory, you can call 5 of them per day or 25 per week. We're not talking about listing all of them. We're talking about just talking to 25 per week. Even without having the script perfect, you should net a minimum of one listing taken and 5 good leads to follow up on, which will eventually net you another 1 to 2 listings in the future. Let's say that realistically, you do have other stuff going on. You're taking buyers out. You're dealing with your short sale negotiations. Maybe some of you guys are REO agents. Let's say you've got other stuff going on and you get distracted. Say you're only able to make 25 for sale by owner contacts per week, 2 weeks per month, not even every week. That'll result in two listings taken per month, and say one of them sells and the other one produces at least one closable buyer lead while you have it listed. That means by contacting 25 for sale by owners per week, only 2 weeks per month, you'll net at least two transactions per month. Let's say your average sale price is $350,000. That makes a $10,500 commission. Let's say that you're on a 60% split with your broker. That means $6,300 net commission to you times two deals is $12,600. 12.6 times 12 months is $151,200 just by talking to some for sale by owners every other week and not even listing all of them. I'm being very, very conservative here. So is that more or less than you're making now? If it's less, what would happen if you added this onto your existing income? If it's more, what if this was a predictable spoke for you? Who would you be as a professional real estate agent if you lost your old beliefs and embraced beliefs that were actually profitable, not to mention the practices that are profitable? Okay? So let's turn the bend and look at these FSBOs for what they are. Unrepresented sellers who need your help. Again, last week we did the scripts. This week we did 10 follow-up rules, and I'm going to wrap the call up because you guys have plenty to choose from in terms of calls to re-listen to. The bottom line is, homework is go take for sale by owner listings. And I'll tell you, of my students who do this, which is a lot of, you know, my regular students, they're not only relying on for sale by owners, but it is certainly a spoke. All of those guys say the same thing. It's way easier than they thought it was, which is a great report from your colleagues. Be one of them who's making money with unrepresented sellers. Have a great week, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.